welcome to today's What's Going On in the World special. Today's topic will be the royal wedding. Thanks for tuning in. And we've got two guests today. Welcome Assos and Caroline. So nice to have you both. You guys came all the way from London, where you've been to collect all the impressions from the UK's big day for our listeners. And one of you was even live in the crowd as it was happening. Please feel free to introduce yourselves for our new listeners.
Hi, and thanks to all of you for tuning in today. Even though it's a Sunday and not a Friday as usual, my name is Assos and some of you might know me already from previous shows. I travel around for our little podcast in order to get all the good live impressions, no matter what kind of event takes place.
Hey, my name is Caroline, and I think I might also be familiar to some of you, as I've been a live host to numerous events around the world, like the royal wedding 7 years ago, and, most important for today, to the last royal wedding of Meghan and Harry.
Thanks. Now back to our topic. May 18th, Prince Harry has married American actress Meghan Markle. I guess many of us spent that day in front of the TV, watching how the once so rebellious Harry finally got married. Assos, tell us a little bit about the procedure of a royal wedding. I think that might be quite interesting for all of us.
There are many rules that surround such an important event like a royal wedding, so let me give you a little insight, a collection of random facts. The bride has to wear white and an official wedding portrait has to be taken. Probably a not so well known fact, the Queen sends out the wedding invitations. The bride leaves her wedding bouquet at the grave of an unknown soldier, a spot in Westminster Abbey where all the brides since Queen Elizabeth I have left their bouquets following the wedding. Speaking of bouquets, the bride carries a sprig of myrtle known as the Herb of Love. We have seen Meghan wear a really beautiful tiara. The Queen gifted this one to Meghan. This is a tradition. Queen Elizabeth gave the Cambridge Lover's Knot tiara to Lady Diana as a wedding gift. This tiara is worn by Kate nowadays. All royal wedding bands have contained Welsh gold since 1923. The royal family sits on the right side of the church during the wedding, and if you've ever wondered about all those hats, they are pretty much required for all the female guests. The groom wears military regatta to the wedding. It's a tradition for all royal males to serve in the military, and let's be honest, Harry looked so handsome in his uniform. And lastly, because I don't want to bore our audience, a quite important fact. Once you've married into a royal family, you can't be active in politics because you have a public role.
Now that our listeners got some general information on the traditional procedures of a royal wedding, let's talk about Meghan and Harry.
Yes, that's quite a thing. I think everyone was grateful that Harry finally announced his engagement and after his relationships that didn't last, also after all his small and big scandals, Meghan might not have been the Queen's first choice, and also I'm not sure how much she invested in ending up being introduced to Harry, but they make a beautiful couple.
I think they are a beautiful couple and a great match because of many reasons. First of all, they had a very similar upbringing. They both attended private school, they both had to go through their parents separating, and from a very early age, both were very comfortable in front of audiences. Meghan performed at a small acting studio in North Hollywood, which surely helped her in becoming a royal, and Harry in front of the entire world. That might actually be pretty surprising to people, and also her activism. Both Harry and her care so much about the world, and I don't think Harry could be with someone who didn't. So in my opinion, I think they are perfect for each other.
Caroline, you were a live host at the royal wedding for What's Going On in the World. Can you tell us your impression of Meghan before, during and after the wedding?
Yes, I was reporting live from outside the chapel, in the huge crowd of people waiting outside. I think that during the whole ceremony, before and after, she was the epitome of strength. She showed no signs of nervousness or anxiety, as any bride would during her big day, especially considering that millions of people would watch her. Also, you can't forget the drama with her father that went down a few days before the wedding. People would pay attention to her reactions even more, so you could very well expect that she would be nervous. But she was so calm instead, which is so remarkable because of all those obstacles I just mentioned, and also because of the fact that she is a real newbie in the royal family. Actually, Harry, the lifelong royal, was the one who was nervous. Meghan was the one comforting him with reassuring touches and eye contact. In fact, The eye contact was unique for a royal wedding. Usually, only tiny glances happen, but at that wedding, Meghan was looking for his eye contact all the time. When she found it, they always kept it long, even remarkably longer than, for example, William and Kate and their wedding. However, when the ceremony ended, the roles were swapped. Harry was the one being calm, and Meghan was not so calm anymore, which you could see at the carriage drive. I would not necessarily say that she was nervous, but just blown away by the response of the crowd. But that isn't a surprise, I mean, she's not used to it. However, I still think she was not as shocked by it as she could have been, in comparison to Kate.
And what do you think about Meghan compared to Kate, Assos? I wonder if she had to wear this way bolder dress because she's not allowed to look better than Kate, the future queen.
Well, Meghan really might be the only one who can wear a dress like this and still shine. But yes, I do believe because of her not being the stereotypical British woman from a functional family that's part of the British nobility, she had to wear something that doesn't show her off as an actress from the US with a trashy family.
This whole story really reminds me a little of Lady Di's. Meghan seems to be loved especially for being an actress, a woman from the US and a woman of color.
Yes, Lady Di made the dream of becoming a princess attainable for every woman. Meghan represents the multicultural Great Britain as an American woman of color. This is a special sign during the time of change in the UK, a sign that the UK will forever be multicultural. The Brexit won't change this.
Regarding Lady Di, I think she would have loved Meghan, and I think her similarity to Diana was also what made Harry fall for her. Regarding what Assos said, I also totally agree. Interviews I had in the crowd, which was multicultural by the way too, showed me the same thing. Many people think she is an intelligent, beautiful woman with a sweet personality, and they love how happy she makes Harry. Her activism also impressed many people and makes her a great match for Harry, as he is a huge activist too. And the fact that she is of mixed race, it became absolutely clear in the interviews that her ethnicity should not matter. Love is love. This is a sign that real progress is happening.
Oh, it's nice to hear that people love Meghan. Caroline, so does that mean that the morale of the crowd was high during the wedding?
Oh yes, absolutely. There were many cheers, especially during the vows. At one point, the cheers were even so loud that the attendees in the chapel could hear them, including Harry and Meghan. It made everyone laugh. It was very heartwarming. Everyone was in pretty high spirits.
Different topic. What's going on with Meghan's dad? Did he make it to the wedding? Was he the one leading her down the aisle?
No, it was Charles. After the whole scandal around her dad, who admitted selling pictures of Meghan and his medical condition, this might have been the better idea. I think no one really felt like he would be a suitable person for such an important task.
Well, a stroke during a royal wedding would have been something new. What about the guests? Did we have another Pippa?
No, not at all. Though Mrs. Raglan's piercing definitely is an attraction that caught a lot of attention. The guests came from all over the world. Actors, musicians, former suits colleagues, politicians, soccer stars, and many more.
A guest that also received a lot of attention was his suits co-star, Rick Hoffman, but he did not receive it for his looks, but for his facial expressions during the wedding.
Oh, were they funny?
Yes, he looked so unimpressed, even disgusted. I would really advise you and the viewers to look this up online. It really is hilarious.
I will, and I'm sure the viewers will do that too. So what was the reason for his facial expressions? Was he really having such a bad time? Who knows? Well, I'm very sorry guys, but we have to finish talking now. Thank you so much for giving us such an insight, especially for those of us who didn't get the chance to watch the wedding.
You're welcome. I hope I'll be back soon.
You're welcome.
So this was our special on the royal wedding. What's left to say? Meghan, we wish you all the best for your future with Harry and hope to hear and see much more of you. And for all of her fans who don't know about the rules Meghan will have to follow from now on, here's a quick overview. Posting selfies, being in public on her own, having social media accounts, and signing autographs isn't allowed for her anymore. Unfortunately, she also won't be able to sustain her career as an actress, but I'm pretty sure we'll still be able to see her on TV a lot. A big thank you to all of our listeners and tune in next Friday if you want to know what's going on in the world.